Before we begin, for this meditation, if you feel called, you can try practicing this in front of the mirror through the method of eye gazing, where you gaze at your eyes while you listen to the meditation. This is optional, but can be quite powerful. Either way, allow yourself to get into a comfortable position. If you are not doing eye gazing, allow your eyes to softly close. Either way, begin to tune in to your breath and your body. Become aware of the movement flowing in and out. What sensations do you experience when you breathe? Our body is doing this all day, and we're not always aware of it. Now is a beautiful time to drop in, to feel your breath, to feel your body. Tune in to all the miraculous things it does for you without you even having to lift a finger. All the blood cells that are just pumping through your body, carrying oxygen. You don't have to think about these things, and yet your body just does it for you. When you think about all the complexities happening within you, it's easy to recognize you are incredible. Begin to feel a sense of gratitude towards your body, thanking it for all the processes it does without you even needing to interfere. Thanking it for growing new skin cells. Thanking it for breathing. Thanking it for digesting food. As you begin to marvel in reverence towards the miracles of your body, tune in to the sensation that creates within you. What is it like to feel a sense of reverence towards your physical body? Relax into this sense of reverence, for it will be our guiding light for the rest of this meditation. As this feeling flows through you, as you let gratitude and appreciation well up within you, continue to tune into that feeling as you listen to these words. Any image we have of ourselves is self-constructed. We've either done it intentionally or unintentionally. We may have picked up messages from the outside world that has told us what's considered good and what's considered bad. But now is a beautiful moment to be the own painter of your canvas, to be the own creator of your beliefs and views. You weren't meant to be in this life as anyone else, so why hold yourself to the standards of others? You have your own unique set of standards, abilities, ideas of what's right, what's wrong, and deep, deep down, the only real truth about who you are is love. Tune into a sense of knowing this. If you are gazing at your own eyes, you may even see it within you. And if not, that's okay. The more you revisit this practice, the easier it will be to feel. It doesn't matter what messages you've picked up about your own self-image. Today marks the start of a new beginning. From here on out, you can choose how you view yourself. All your life, you have been doing the best you can, given all the circumstances you've been through. Feel that within you. What does this say about you? You truly are worthy of reverence. The trials and tribulations you've been through, no one else had to go through exactly what you have. And here you are, getting stronger every day, growing and improving, becoming more and more the person your small child self would be so elated to be. You are on the right path. And you have every right to love who you are. And if that for now feels like too big of a stretch, for now you can simply recognize that you are remarkable. Your body does so much without you even knowing or trying. You've made it through so much in your life. You are the only person in the world who is uniquely you. There can be no one else who shows up in the world the same way you do. You have unique interests, abilities, talents. You have unique strengths, desires, and perceptions. Breathe in deeply into a sense of recognizing your uniqueness. And exhale, relaxing into an understanding that you're perfect as you are. Yes, you're on a journey, growing every day. But in any given moment, you are perfect as you are. For you cannot be in any other moment but now. So, if you are the one who is responsible for how you view the world, why view yourself as anything less than perfect as you are right now? This is a choice you get to make. Affirm to yourself, I choose to accept myself as I am, as perfect in this moment. You might notice your body tingling in excitement and gratitude. And take this really juicy, beautiful feeling with you as you begin to roll your shoulders. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And if you haven't already done so, take your time as you slowly open your eyes back to the world around you. And say thank you to yourself for being here. Say thank you to yourself for being you. you are on the right path. You're where you're meant to be. And the more you recognize your perfection as you are, the easier it is to view yourself positively, to love and accept yourself as you are. Thank you so much for being here. We love and accept you as you are, and are grateful we're on this journey together.